Maxi, Curran through to the next round of the Ulster Championship. How do you sum up that 4-point victory today?
Well, look, I suppose it was more workmanlike than any wild finesse. You know, we knew it was always going to be a brave battle because you know, Tyrone, they're a young mobile team. They're very athletic, and you know, they're a young and up and coming team just moving into senior this year. And you know, we knew it was going to be a tough from that perspective. But, you know, it was very warm out there, big pitch, and you know, big occasion. That all you know takes away from the girls. You know, their energy levels and one thing another. So look, we're just very happy to be in the next round.
Yeah, and the goals benefited you in the first half because they were giving you lots of trouble. So
they were, and I, you know, I just said they probably came against the run of play. You know, to an extent, but look, Geraldine was very clinical the way she finished hers, and you know, we done well to get the penalty at the start of the second half was a crucial score. But look, Tyrone came back at us as we you know, we would have expected, and you know, they had not lost that stage and they threw everything at us, and I think we showed a good bit of composure and a bit of experience to keep the ball at that point, and you know, we probably kept it better at that period than any other stage in the game, and we just managed to keep the scoreboard ticking, and I think that was important. We always managed to keep that, you know, 3-4 point cushion, and Tyrone couldn't get it down any closer than that. So
was that what won the game, those opening 8 minutes of the second half?
Probably, yeah, probably. The goals in the first half were important. You know, we're done at half time, you know, 4 points up virtue of the goals, and you know, not having played brilliantly, our forward line just didn't really click, and you know, and they were getting a lot of frees, you know, right down the heart of our defence, and you know, Maria Canavan was kicking them all. So it was it was a relief to get the 2 goals. It was to have that wee bit of a cushion, and we probably, you know, kept that cushion for the duration of the game.
You need a wee bit of luck in breaks at times, and do you feel that they went your way today?
I would say the bigger ones that, you know, a lot of, you know, there's a few kickouts that we managed to get a hand at and you get a bit of pressure on, and the ball ran for Tyrone, but the big ones went for us, you know, the but in saying that, Tyrone got a goal at the end there that was, you know, the girl, I would be inclined to think she was going for a point. You know, cornerbacks don't usually find the top corner like that, so that may have been, and again, the penalty was avoidable on our behalf. So look, I think you know, it was probably in the end, it was probably a wee bit of experience was probably the difference in the two teams. We had those 5 or 6 players, you know, that have been around the block a long time. You know, Geraldine and Karen kicked their frees, you know, very well, and I suppose likewise that, you know, Maria Canavan, to be fair, for Tyrone, you know, and tucked away the penalty as well. So I'm not sure what the percentage of scores were in frees, but I would say it must have been up to 60-70%. I know there wasn't many scores from play, but look, we had a great chance for a goal at the end, it tied it up as well, and we missed it. So look, it probably overall we're probably a 3-point scores, fair enough.
Yeah. Finally then, Cavan next week in the semi-final. Is there things to work on, is there?
There's a lot to work on. We have, I suppose, more to the point, we've, you know, probably a few injuries there that we need to look at. You know, we've heard it come off at half time, and that's a concern. And Karen was hobbling around for, you know, the whole of the second half, and they're a massive player for us. You know, we don't have a lot of, you know, really experienced players left. You have a real gulf between the older girls and the younger girls, so from relative complete inexperience to very experienced, and we can't afford to lose anybody. You know, we've got a small squad, and hopefully they'll recover in time. But Cav is going to be a step up. You know, it's a bigger challenge. They're fresh, they're sitting watching us today. You know, they're sitting in the long grass, and you know, they'll be ready for us. And you know, they got to the semi-final of the Division 2 this year, and we're unfortunate not to make a league final. So look, we've always had bother with Cavan. It's going to be a big one now. It's going to be another big challenge. Okay.